For my first engagement, I conducted an interview with Miss Ria Tan. Miss Ria Tan is actually a veteran volunteerist who, for the past 20 years, has been volunteering alongside different organizations in relation to environmental sustainability, but more specifically, marine conservation. And prior to this engagement, I had actually decided to learn more about the context of the political issue. I think this is I thought this was important, however, because then I wouldn't be confused or wouldn't be able wouldn't or I would this would mitigate me be not understanding the things that all these important people would be saying. And so I had watched various TED Talk videos and actually read articles written in the Straits Times in relation to marine conservation being done in Singapore. And I found this actually quite useful as understanding this background knowledge and understanding this context would actually lead me to understand not only the issue itself, but actually understand the scientific facts and scientific side of this whole topic. And in the long term, I thought this was actually quite useful as then in my different engagements, I was able to understand mostly what everything being said by these different people. And so to begin with, for my first engagement with Miss Ria Tan, I found the interview to be quite interesting as actually the interview slowly went from being question and answer to a smooth conversation. And so in this conversation, she had very casually talked about, very casually, but in talked an in-depth understanding of her work. And so something that I found really interesting and perhaps gained from this engagement is that no matter how big of a figure you are, or small of a figure you are, you can always have an impact and a voice in a cause. And that is and Miss Ria Tan is actually a true example of somebody with a small figure. Something I found really fascinating was that Miss Ria Tan is actually has no background in marine biology or never went to school to study any sort of sciences, but she was far fascinated in the coral reefs and the marine life surrounding Singapore, and that originally she had no plan to continue doing marine conservation, but 20 years later now she's still actually volunteering on a day-to-day basis in relation to marine conservation, and that she actually has a website called wildsingapore.com, and on this website she has fact sheets and photo indexes to provide people who not well who don't have the best understanding of marine biodiversity to understand what they saw during that day. And so I found this quite interesting as she's a true real life example of a small figure having an impact and taking action in a cause that's quite important.